Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
Yes, I'm Sophie Flay.
Yes, you are. And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
That's also accurate. That's If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us. All right, want to tell them what today's episode is all about?
Okay, this topic is a personal favorite of mine. This episode is all about breakfast.
Sunny side up on the stove. Let's get it.
Okay, so I put some toast in the toaster from my favorite bakery, Tartine, in LA. And then we're going to make scrambled eggs. But this was your idea. You wanted me to make scrambled eggs.
Yeah, these are your famous scrambled eggs. Whenever I have friends over, whenever I've had friends over, like, growing up, like... Your scrambled eggs were always a hit, and so now all of my friends try to make your scrambled eggs the way, like, anytime they make scrambled eggs, they want to make yours.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, there's so many degrees of scrambled eggs in terms of, like, how much you cook them and how you cook them. I make my scrambled eggs rather soft and custardy and
creamy.
Me
too.
But a lot of people like their eggs blown away, which drives me crazy. I hate overcooked eggs.
And to make softer, creamier eggs, you have to cook them on low heat, right?
Yeah. So to me, this is all about temperature and technique. You can make really great scrambled eggs, or you can make really bad scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
It's really easy to do. And also, one of the great things about eggs is there's nothing that cooks... there's my toast.
Your secret ingredient is creme fraiche.
Well, it's one of my ingredients.
So yeah, but that's the secret ingredient.
It's not a secret.
All right,
okay. All right, let's go through the technique here, okay?
Okay.
First of all.
One, two.
One, two.
When I start wrapping breakfast, you're going to love it.
You better not.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Always Hungry. We're talking about breakfast today, but specifically breakfast. We're going to stay away from the brunch idea because to me, that's a completely different subject. It's an animal on its own. Don't you agree?
Totally.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
When you think about breakfast, what's the first thing you think about eating?
Eggs Benedict.
But that's brunch, Sophie. See, that's the thing. This is the problem with having a kid who grew up with a chef as a dad. It's like Eggs Benedict is not your go-to breakfast.
Eggs Benedict might be my last meal.
I know. You love Eggs Benedict.
I love it. It's the hollandaise. I know. No, when I think about breakfast, yeah. Realistically.
Like, you're at home, you're getting ready for work, and you want a good breakfast. What happens?
I usually work from home. I mean, I go out and report in the field and whatnot, but I edit from home, I write from home. So I do have the luxury of being able to make myself breakfast in the morning without having to run out the door most days. And I'm really big into breakfast tacos.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, take us through that.
Yes. I either use a corn tortilla or I use an almond flour tortilla. Depends.
Oh my God. An almond flour tortilla?
I know, it's so Los Angeles.
I have to get you out of LA so quickly.
And then like a scrambled egg situation.
Yeah. Do you use the scrambled egg technique that your father uses?
Don't make creme fraiche scrambled eggs.
What
every
do you do?
Morning. That's like a treat for me because it's really rich.
Yeah, I know. But my feeling is like if you're going to eat anything, you should do it as well as you can. Why make scrambled eggs that are not as good as you can make them? I mean, think about it that way.
Because the eggs aren't alone. It's not like I'm just eating a tortilla and eggs.
Okay, I interrupted you. So tortillas, scrambled eggs, go ahead.
Chopped bell peppers cooked a little bit.
Yeah.
A little onion, a little cheese.
So you make this for breakfast?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So good, yeah. And then some hot sauce. That's what I'm really into. I love a breakfast taco. Or on the weekends for a treat, I'll add some bacon.
I guess, you know, I grew up eating breakfast in diners in New York City.
Yes.
And, you know, Greek diners, they kill the breakfast game. Actually, there's
absolutely.
Very few Greek diners left in New York City. There's been a bunch of articles over the last 5 years about how they're becoming extinct. But basically, when we would cut out of school, like... Like, I would actually get dressed to go to school and not go, and then my friend and I would go for breakfast. It was, you know, fried eggs, sunny side up eggs or over easy eggs with bacon and a side of rye toast. And then you'd get these breakfast potatoes that they cook on a griddle.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like home fries with like onions and paprika. I mean, they're nice and crusty. I make those for myself all the time. So I think of bacon and eggs. To me, that's my go-to. My dad was always a ham and eggs person.
He loves a diner too.
He loves a diner, Bill Flay.
So do I.
Yeah. I mean, diners are just so satisfying in that breakfast department.
And you don't have a lot of that out here in Los Angeles.
No, because everybody's so damn healthy out here.
I know. I mean,
it's like if it doesn't have a berry attached to it, nobody's going to eat it. I just think that eggs and breakfast are just synonymous with each other. That's really what it comes down to. So scrambled eggs, sunny side up eggs, which are fried eggs that are basically, you know, the yolks are looking at you and they have that sunny look.
Yeah.
And then you can flip them and then they're over easy eggs or over medium, depending on how much you cook them. And my mom, your grandmother, who's no longer here, taught me how to cook eggs. And she always made what she called basted eggs.
What is that?
It's actually a great way to do it because it's kind of a chef kind of deal. It's basically the sunny side egg up, but... You take the butter in the pan and you spoon it over the yolks so that the yolks cook a little bit and they get a little bit firmer and they're basted.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's really... And she
okay, Grandma.
And she would cover them. She would take the plate that she was going to serve me the eggs on and put it on top of the pan so that they steam and they get this sort of basted look to it.
Sounds really good.
I know.
You don't ever do that.
I do it sometimes for myself.
Okay.
When I'm missing my mom, that's what I do.
You know what else I like is... I like a piece of toast and sliced tomato and a soft boiled egg on top.
Nice.
I like that too.
So you're soft boiling eggs now.
Yeah.
Man, your game is getting stepped up.
Yeah, my roommate taught me that, not you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
So I have three eggs in a bowl here. And I have a whisk, and you can use a fork or a whisk. But this is one of the first things they teach you in culinary school, is you wanna make sure that you mix the eggs so that the yolks and the whites basically become one color.
Right.
Now, a lot of times what people do to make scrambled eggs is they heat the pan up really hot, and they stir really quickly, and then they have scrambled eggs. What I do is I take basically three ingredients, okay? The aforementioned creme fraiche, as you like to call it, which is basically, you know, kind of a fancier soured cream. The really nice thing about creme fraiche is it doesn't separate when you heat it. Like if you put
what is creme fraiche?
Creme fraiche is basically, it's like milk with some cultures in it. So it has like this tanginess. What's great about creme fraiche is you can use it like reduced heavy cream if you're gonna add to a sauce. But if you use sour cream, like classic sour cream for this, there's a good chance it's gonna separate.
Okay.
All right, so creme fraiche is really important.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So wherever I go, every culture has their own breakfast. I remember I took you to Ireland a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Ireland and you stay at a bed and breakfast or something or a nice hotel, they have something called Irish breakfast. It's their version of the English breakfast.
Right.
And it's literally like the buffet on a plate. It has obviously eggs. They're usually sunny side egged up. Then there's a griddled tomato on there. And then some mushrooms that are cooked, maybe some potatoes. And then what they call bacon, but it's not the kind of bacon that we have. It's a lot fattier.
Sounds better.
They don't serve it crispy. It's a little chewier. That's the classic way that they do that. And then it's more like ham than anything else.
Okay.
And then one more thing. Do you know what the last thing is?
No.
This is something I tried to get you to taste. Actually, you
oh
did taste
God.
It.
Oh, my God.
You did taste it. What? Do you remember what it was?
Yes.
What?
I mean, it's pig's blood, but I don't remember.
Blood sausage.
Blood sausage. Yeah.
It's classic, you know? And, you know, it's like this black sausage from the blood.
Yeah, I was so mad at you that day. We didn't talk for like an hour.
I was opening your eyes to the world.
Yeah, on TV. That was rude.
Well, I mean, who cares about TV?
I was like 11 and you were like, eat this pig's blood. I was like, no, I don't want to.
That's not what I said. I said, try this. It's a delicacy of
yeah, but you put me on the spot. It was like
Irish heritage.
I couldn't say no.
That's correct.
That's rude.
Okay, so now it's part of your experience, your life experience.
Great.
That was actually a really good trip when we went to Ireland. We shot that for Food Network. It was really kind of fun. Somewhere we have Irish blood running through our veins.
Yeah, exactly.
That I know. You know what's a really great egg dish that you can make? Huevos rancheros.
So good.
Ranch-style eggs, obviously a Mexican-style dish. You know, like a spicy tomato sauce. I mean, everybody has tomato sauce in their pantry, but if you took that sauce and put some red chilies in it and some cumin, et cetera, really spiced it up, it's great to put on eggs and like tortillas and avocados and some sour cream. And if you have some black beans, to me, that's a very hearty breakfast. You could really kind of obviously dress that up and make that brunch as well. But I think huevos rancheros is a good way to go. A little version of that, at least.
I really want to be the person that is super satisfied with Greek yogurt and granola and some berries for breakfast, but...
You can't do it?
I can't do it.
Really?
I can, but it's not satisfying to me. There's not enough flavor, and I don't want to add too much honey. Like, I don't want to add too much to it, because then I feel like it takes away from it being, like, a healthy breakfast.
I mean, but you could... Well, first of all, I do like Greek yogurt. I love it. I've been eating it
for a
long
time. No, I like it too, but it just doesn't do it for me for breakfast. Then I'm like, I just kind of want something else.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to have like eggs, like protein.
Yeah, yeah. I need eggs.
So a little bit of creme fraiche and a little bit of unsalted butter. And I haven't actually turned the pan on yet. So we have the creme fraiche, the butter, and then we put the eggs in. Okay. And then I'm going to put one more ingredient, which is some pepper. I mean, I use a lot of black pepper in my cooking in general.
Right.
But if you notice, I'm not putting the salt in yet. And I'll tell you why. So now I'm going to turn it on.
Okay, wait, I swear to God, Whitney, my best friend.
Yeah.
She's like your biggest fan with these eggs.
Yeah.
And she was trying to tell someone how to make them, except she messed up the recipe and told them to put the creme fraiche in after, like at the end.
No.
That ruins the recipe, right?
It's not that it ruins the recipe. I mean, you can get it done that way, but it's just, that's like reverse engineering. Like you don't want to try to have to do that. I mean, this is a really simple technique. You put the creme fraiche, the butter, and the eggs cold into the cold pan, and then you heat the pan up, and now I'm stirring it. It's got some black pepper in there. And the thing about putting the salt in now is that for some reason, it breaks up the smooth sort of curds that are created.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to definitely put salt in it, but I'm going to put it in at the very end.
Okay.
Do you think breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
I'm so prompting you because I know you've done your research.
I know. I'm a big fan of having breakfast in the morning. I think it is important, and I think it does help you jumpstart your day. But it's funny because when we were talking about what we wanted to talk about on this podcast, we were like, is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? And so I looked into it a little bit. And the latest study that has been mentioned and quoted in many articles now is from the British Medical Journal. And they've found that eating breakfast first is not necessarily making you healthier.
But don't you think you need fuel to start your day?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to know, too, that it can help you live a healthier lifestyle, because if you have breakfast in the morning, then you're not necessarily as hungry throughout the day, so you're not snacking as much. You're not grabbing things that maybe aren't as good for you because you haven't, you know, fueled your body for the day. I think breakfast is important, but you're not necessarily living a healthier lifestyle by having breakfast every morning, according to science.
Yeah. If I don't eat breakfast, then I kind of binge through lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think if you moderate your meals so that you don't have a giant breakfast, you don't have a giant lunch, and you don't have a giant dinner, but you have a little bit of each one, to me, that just seems to be the key. Okay, Sophie, you just took all the scrambled eggs.
Because you ate the other ones. What are you talking about here?
You want some hot sauce?
Oh, yeah. What hot sauce is this?
This is a Chipotle hot sauce from Goya.
Hot sauce is important. What hot sauce do you use in the morning?
I like Cholula.
Oh, my God. This smells amazing.
Yeah. Well, do you know what you're smelling?
The Chipotle.
Yeah. It's the smokiness. So, obviously, there's all kinds of hot sauces.
The hot sauce is a big debate, actually.
What do you mean?
I feel like my friends in LA don't do Tabasco.
Well, Tabasco.
Not Tabasco fans.
Tabasco is probably the most well-known hot sauce of all time. But the thing about Tabasco is that it's a very sort of single note flavor. It's got that red pepper flavor and vinegar. That's really what you're tasting.
A lot of vinegar.
Yeah, it's very vinegar-based. And there's a lot of other hot sauces that now have, they've really become part of the sauce line because they're balanced and, you know, they have things like fruits in them, like mangoes or papayas or peaches or, you know, something like that. Then there's, of course, there's definitely some acid, you know, usually some sort of vinegar to help preserve it and give it that sort of bite. And then there's some kind of chilies, and it varies from something that's, you know, in the more milder department, like a jalapeno, up to a serrano, to a habanero. And now people are using these ghost peppers, which frankly—
Oh, I can't do that.
They should be illegal. I mean, like, I know there's some chili heads out there that are just insane for these ghost peppers.
That's not fun.
It blows your head off.
Right.
I always say, like, I use chili peppers for accent, not for injury. And ghost peppers, I'm just getting past habanero, because that's a hot pepper too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the ghost pepper is just nuts. I mean, that we might have to have a whole show based on banning the ghost pepper from the world so people won't get hurt.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations solutions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So right now, all I'm doing is I'm stirring.
You just stir the whole time?
Well, you don't have to stir the whole time. The goal here is that you want a creamy, custardy texture.
Okay.
Okay? So at Gatto, we had a scrambled egg dish that was, you know, for dinner. When I first put it on the menu, I was like, no one is going to order this because who's going to order, like, scrambled eggs at 9 o'clock at night? Well, I was wrong.
Yeah. Best dish.
And it's this technique of scrambling the eggs, and then we marble in a romesco sauce, which is basically Spain's answer to pesto, but it's a red sort of paste with like tomatoes and chilies and almonds, etc. And then toasted almonds on top, and then a goat cheese kind of running through the eggs. Really, really good. Okay, you can see the eggs are starting to, you know,
thicken
sort of
a
come
little
together. Yes, yeah, exactly. And I'm just, you know, constantly just kind of stirring here. The key to good scrambled eggs is understanding temperature. Because what happens with eggs is all of a sudden they're raw, and then you blink and they're cooked.
Right.
And you have to remember, now the pan is hot. So until you take the eggs out of the pan, they're going to continue to cook, even if it's off the heat. You don't want that to happen because then they're going to get, the eggs will get overcooked. Mm-hmm. You can see it's starting
to look really good.
Yeah, it's starting to form some curds. Is your mouth starting to water?
That's what I'm gonna add a little bit.
And now I'm going to add a little bit of salt. Okay, I'm going to give it one quick stir, and I'm taking them out of the pan. See, if I leave these in the pan,
they look a little raw, but they're not.
They're not. But see, you can see the like the little bit that I've left in the pan. That's going to keep cooking. See, already, look at this. So look at the ones in the bowl.
Yes.
They're beautifully custardy, you know, a little bit
wet.
But that's good. And then you can see already the ones that I left in the pan, they're overcooked.
Right.
I mean, for me. And there's your scrambled eggs.
Well, they look great.
Scrambled eggs and toast, that's what I'm feeding you today.
Perfect.
All right, let's do it.
Perfect breakfast. Wait, the stove isn't off.
Okay, I have to teach you how to turn the stove off and on.
God, you have 17 knobs on this thing.
You know what I do love is a bacon, egg, and cheese.
You know, we didn't talk about breakfast sandwiches.
We didn't talk about breakfast sandwiches, which is insane.
Here's the thing about a breakfast sandwich. I usually eat a breakfast sandwich at midnight.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? Okay. Like when you're drunk?
First of all, I don't get drunk.
That's a lie.
Let me set the scene for you, Sophie. I've been out drinking mocktails. And
God, and you wish.
And I like a mocktail with like a shot of tequila.
Shut up.
That's the new trend. You go to like some trendy LA restaurant, you order one of their non-alcoholic drinks, and then you ask for a side of tequila. And then, but you have, like, maybe you haven't eaten since like an early dinner, and now it's midnight, and you get home, you're not quite tired enough to go to sleep, you have a good buzz on. Like a breakfast sandwich, there's nothing better in the world.
Nothing.
I don't even want 3-star Michelin food. I want a bacon, egg, and cheese.
A bacon, egg, and cheese.
On a soft roll.
Yeah.
It's a very New York thing.
It is. When I first got my car, it was like my first feel of freedom. I would drive to this place in Fairfield, Connecticut called the Country Cow.
Yeah.
Where they have the best bacon, egg, and cheeses, and I would buy two. And
really?
Go to school. Yeah. It was like 7 a.m.
So you ate them in your car?
I would crush two bacon, egg, and cheeses with Tabasco. And I would do that after a cross country practice. Oh my God, that is my happy place.
Yeah. And
let's
get real about a couple of things. If you're going to have a bacon, egg, and cheese, I'm sorry, but it has to be a fried egg, in my opinion, because you want that egg yolk to break.
Oh, no, I disagree.
You have scrambled eggs?
No, not scrambled eggs. I don't want the yolk.
What do you mean you don't want the yolk?
Like, I don't want the yolk runny.
Okay, so you want it cooked over well?
Yes.
Or over medium?
Yes.
Okay. So you want an over easy egg, crispy bacon.
Very.
I'm never going to understand chewy bacon.
Me either.
I mean, some people like it. It just doesn't like...
Doesn't do it for me.
Who doesn't want crispy anything?
Couldn't agree more.
And then it has to be American cheese. Yes?
Yeah. Do you ever do like a hash brown in a egg sandwich?
No, because I don't want potatoes and bread at the same time like that.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't hate it. But I'd rather have it on the side, yeah. I just want some hot sauce. That's the only other thing I want in a bacon, egg, and cheese or breakfast sandwich.
Maybe you should create your own hot sauce. Sophie's hot sauce line.
Okay.
Because you talk about hot sauce a lot.
Sophie's sauce.
Sophie's sauce. I like
Sophie's
it.
Sophie's sauce.
I like it.
Coming to a store near you.
I like the alliteration. All right.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.